Paul Jones, Raptors radio analyst here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. He joins us here on the Jeff Blair Show with Rob Wong and Brian Dunstan on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and Sportsnet 360. Jonesy, your thoughts on this Kawhi Leonard deal?
Well, I hope you guys have been listening the last little while, because on Bob McCallum on primetime about, a week, 10 days ago, I was in Las Vegas, and I said I'd run into a general manager, and we got talking, and I was asked what I would do in a trade, and I said it's a la carte. I said choice A on the menu is either Kyle or DeMar. Choice B is either Poeltl or Siakam. And choice C is a draft pick this year or next year or a couple picks, you know, down the road. So my own evaluation is, yeah. And there's, to me, Rob, there's lots of stuff going forward. You know, when I dig into it and I look at it, you have, if he's healthy, a proven playoff performer. The guy's a finals, former finals MVP. He had San Antonio up 20 points on Golden State in game one before he hurt his ankle. I'm not saying they would have won the series, but I think it speaks to what he can do. And I think that's the one frustration that some people have experienced. As great as DeMar has been in the regular season, the playoffs, maybe he doesn't have that other gear. And then, look, there's going to be a rebuild in 2 years, because Kyle's contract was up, DeMar's, Serge, Valanciunas. Masai always values the young players. Look at what they have coming down the pipe with Poeltl, Siakam, Van Vliet, Wright, Powell, some of the young guys at Summer League. I know Malcolm Miller got hurt, but Masai values that, so you keep the process moving. So if it doesn't work out in a year with Kawhi Leonard, okay, so your rebuild's a little early. And by the way, people go into this blindly and emotionally, and look, like I said, if Shaq can be traded, if Gretzky can be traded, if Wilt Chamberlain can be traded, if Kareem can be traded, anybody can be traded. That doesn't mean a year from now, if Kawhi says, I want out of here, and things haven't worked out, or maybe you've been to the finals or whatever, you couldn't do a sign and trade with him. So this thing is not, it's tough to watch DeMar grow in Toronto and become the player he has become in Toronto, and you don't know what his ceiling is. Is he really bumped up against it? Because he gets better every year. But at the same time, going forward, if you're trying to take a swing and win, you know, you throw your hands up and you say, well, maybe this is what we have to do. It's tough. It's really tough for the fans that have become attached to DeMar and all in the organization that have. I mean, I watched this kid come in at 19 years old, and the Colangelo regime say, we're going to make this kid an all-star. And everybody kind of rolls their eyes and go, yeah. Everybody says that about their first-round pick. But he has. He's become, for argument's sake, the greatest Raptor ever. And you're making a move with him.
Paul, there was a lot of criticism leveled at the organization off the court at the end of the playoffs, you know, as bad as it was. And some of it was valid. But what do you say to the critics of Masai Ujiri at this point? Because this is a deal that, look, the future looks great for the Raptors in terms of what they can do. The present looks even better, I mean, with a year of Kawhi Leonard. What do you think this says to the critics of Masai Ujiri? And Bobby Webster, by extension.
It says they're not afraid to make moves and bold moves to try and win. And if it's about winning, you can't say you want to win and then not do anything going forward. This might be a little drastic for some people. You think of it, since the season has ended, you've gotten rid of the most successful coach in franchise history and maybe the most successful player in franchise history in the under the guise and the umbrella of winning. So you can't say that they're not afraid to make moves.
Hey, you know, there's another factor here that hasn't been talked about a lot. The relationship between Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan has been well documented. How do you think Kyle deals with this?
I think Kyle understands it's a business. I think he understands it could very easily have been him in the trade as opposed to DeMar. And it's the nature of the business and the way it works. So, I mean, I don't think it's going to impact their friendship in any way. You know, they'll always look back fondly at their time in Toronto and what they built here and how close they came. And, you know, who knows, Brian, maybe if a tip-in goes in, you know, an iconic a shot that we're going to be talking about, you know, the same way we talk about Jordan on Elo or you know, Jordan on Brian Russell, or if that doesn't go in and they win game one and the series are different, maybe we're not talking about any of this. But, you know, that phrase, "it is never good to say," is applicable here. It is what it is.
Paul Jones, Raptors radio analyst, joining us here on the Jeff Blair Show with Rob Wong and Brian Dunstan on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and Sportsnet 360. We'll continue to take your Kawhi Leonard to the Raptors calls later this hour. Jonesy, I know one thing that has really been rubbing people the wrong way as far as Raptors fans go with this deal is the report that the Raptors met with DeMar DeRozan at Summer League last week and told him that he was not going to be moved. DeMar DeRozan, according to David Aldridge, is continuing to back that up, believes that the team lied to him by moving him after that conversation, of course. And we talked with this with Eric Smith about it last hour, that we don't know exactly what, you know, the Raptors brass said to DeMar. I mean, maybe at the time they said, you know, as it stands right now, we can't see us moving you because, you know, there's nothing on the table. But then obviously it ends up happening. They moved DeMar DeRozan. But if in fact that is true, that the Raptors gave him some sort of guarantee that he would not be dealt and they end up making the deal today, how do you think that plays in the locker room? And how do you think that plays with other NBA players looking at the Raptors and this move that they made? I know you said before it's a business and these things happen, but how do you think the view on the Raptors is now that this has happened?
Well, I think the view is these guys want to win. And look, I'll draw a parallel. What do you think people think about Danny Ainge after moving Isaiah Thomas when he played 24 hours after his sister was killed and his sister died and played with a bad hip and, you know, kind of put himself on the line for the team in the essence of winning a championship, yet he's traded in the offseason for, you know, what Boston would consider a better player, the same way Toronto probably considers, you know, they're getting, you know, potentially a top five player in the league. And it's something that I tweeted out a little while ago. They go from can't beat LeBron to, if he's healthy, having a guy who's top five in the league, and you become one of the dominant teams in the East as you, you know, look over your shoulder at Boston and Philly. So, yeah, I mean, it's the way the business works, Rob. It really is. I mean, I hearken back to my youth as a, you know, as a 9-year-old, 10-year-old, waking up one morning as a Leaf fan and my dad driving me to school and telling me that Frank Mihaljevic had been traded, and I cried, and he said, "It's the way it goes, kid," you know, and I was like, "Dad, how can you say that?" Well, this is the same thing. How are people going to look at the Raptors? I mean, you put your business hat on, and this is in the essence of business and winning, and it leaves emotional scars. That's just the way it goes, and there's no getting around it. And I'm sure DeMar's upset. I'm sure fans are upset. But, you know, the organization, you know, there's that word loyalty. Where does it stand? And in a sense, there isn't any. And it's awful. But it's the way it goes.
Paul, if you're Masai Ujiri and you're obviously going to be talking to Kawhi Leonard about staying in Toronto, how do you sell him on that? I mean, here's a kid. He grew up in Southern California. There's reports that he wants to get back to Southern California, the Lakers specifically. How do you sell him on Toronto?
Who, Kawhi Leonard? You recruit him. And look, I'll tell you guys this. I was in Las Vegas last week. And as I said, I spoke to Bobcat about this and Richard Deitch. And I spoke to, I would guess, probably 11 or 12 front office GM types, assistant GMs, player personnel people, and it was split down the middle. Half of them said, no, don't do the deal. You're tearing the fabric of your team apart and what you've built. And the other half said, do the deal. And I said, what if you only have them for a year? They said, you got a year to recruit them. Paul George stayed in Oklahoma City. You know, you got a year to convince this guy that Toronto's the place. And if you can't, you still have the option of a sign and trade next year at this time going forward. You still have the option of you know, getting something for him in your rebuild, even after the season, even if he takes you to an NBA final or a conference final or whatever, and you can't convince him. I mean, what convinced Paul George to stay? You know, Who knows? We don't know what's in there. Russ might have come to him and said, yo, hey, stay here, man. We're going to build this thing. It's going to be you and me. We're going to get this thing done. Those other teams are going to fall off. It's going to be us standing at the end. Who knows? I mean, maybe it was the big contract plus other things. For whatever reason, Paul George decided to stay. And one former general manager told me, guys stay. They don't necessarily get up and move. And if you can offer them the money and they like what they see, they're going to stay. DeMar stayed. Kyle stayed. Bosch stayed. Vince Carter stayed. They all stayed because the money and the prospect was there to be happy and to build a winner and to go somewhere. So, you know, you've got them for a year. Maybe you recruit them.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with Kawhi Leonard, of course, as the deal still pending a physical, but Leonard and Danny Green coming to Toronto for DeMar DeRozan, Jakob Poeltl, and a protected 2019 first-round pick. Jonesy, thanks for the time today.
Take care, Paul.
Okay, guys.